Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alex Coyle for ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Today I sat down with Alec Burleson, one of the best hitters in the St. Louis Cardinals organization.
First full season here in Memphis, and you're having great success, but that transition from becoming, you know, being a two-way player in college to being a full-time position player here at the professional level, what has that transition been like, and how has that transformed you as a player?
Yeah, I think that it was actually a pretty easy transition. You know, a lot of load was taken off for sure. You know, not having to worry about, you know, getting my throwing in or anything. Obviously still throwing from the outfield, but and I think my experience as a two-way definitely helps as a hitter, knowing or I guess thinking like a pitcher in the box definitely helps. You know, talking to pitchers and talking to other hitters and stuff and you know, using that knowledge that I have as a pitcher at a high level, not just, you know, everybody's pitched at some point, but being able to pitch it in college at a high level, that's definitely translated to, you know, my success at the plate.
What about your development as a fielder in the outfield positions? You know, you mentioned you have that good arm, but reading fly balls, being there consistently, and has there been one guy, one coach that has really guided you through that process?
No, I mean, not specifically one coach. You know, there's a bunch throughout the Cardinals organization that have touched my defense, and you know, for me, it's about, you know, taking pride when you do get out there to get your reps in, and you know, having the good preparation to where when you do get that ball in the game that you've made that play before in BP, and you know, getting my throws in with BJ here, and you know, just all of that combined, I think has attributed to, you know, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't consider myself a gold glover out there just yet, but you know, I'm working towards that, and you know, just taking pride in that, in the preparation work, for sure has helped me.
Now, of course, you lead the team in outfield assists, so that arm that you took from the mound out to the outfield has worked so far. Now, going back to last night, you were the first Redbird in franchise history to hit an inside-the-park home run. Could you take us through that trip around the bases?
Yeah, so, I mean, I was watching the ball, obviously, you know, coming out of the box, and wasn't sure what had happened at first. I just saw the ball just take off towards right field, and, you know, I was thinking three in my head, and I knew I had three, and BJ was sending me, and he said, you got to go, you got to go. So I thought it was going to be a close play. Ended up watching the video, and it wasn't even that close. But, yeah, once I hit second, you know, stopped watching the ball, and he was sending me, and that was all she wrote, really.
Is that your first inside the park home run ever?
Yes. Yeah, that I can remember, yes.
Of course, the at-bat before you hit the game-tying home run, your 13th homer of the year, the inside-the-park home run, your 14th. You're having such good success at the plate. Your strikeout rate has really dipped year over year. Is there a change in the approach? Is it just seeing professional pitching at this level more consistently?
I think for me, it's really sticking to my preparation. Same thing with defense, but in the cage, every day I'm doing the same routine and I'm sticking to it because I know it recalibrates my swing, and not, you know, when I have a couple games where, you know, I'm not doing as well as I want to, trying to change that preparation, sticking to that and knowing that that puts me in the best position to have success, and trusting in that, and you know, just letting that take care of itself and really focus on what the pitcher's throwing, what he likes to do in different counts, and not really having the mechanics run through your mind, because you know I know that I've already done that in the cage. I've already recalibrated the swing, and it's less stress, I guess. But I mean, it's obviously still stressful in the box, you know, but when you don't have as many thoughts running through your mind, it's a little bit easier. So.
Yeah, you're obviously seeing that at the plate, not only those home runs, as I mentioned earlier, but the strikeout rate is the ninth lowest in all of AAA. I want to switch gears a little bit, going back to some of the college stuff. East Carolina, that fan base really, really loves you. They seem to, on social media, every time you do something well, show you that love. What's that like, having that community behind you?
Oh, it's a family, for sure. You know, coming in as a freshman, you know, they took me and my family in. You know, you've got the jungle out there, my parents. You know, they still go back. Even though I'm not there, they still go back, and they have some friends there that, you know, that they'll be friends with for a while. But, no, it's great to have the support from them. Like I said, it's like a family. You know, you never leave the family. And they're following me, and obviously I'm following the Pirates, you know, as my career goes on. But, no, it's great to have that support behind me, for sure.
Now, what was it like watching their run this year, getting them sell out, setting attendance records game by game in that tournament? Ultimately falling short, but it seemed like a good ride.
Yeah, for sure. I actually today just got off the phone with Coach Godwin there, and we talked a little bit about that. And, you know, it's great to see the way they started and the way they finished was really good to see from them. And, you know, like everybody says, they're knocking on the door to Omaha, but I'm just glad, you know, they were able to host a Super at home for the first time in ECU baseball history, at home on campus, and no, it was just great to watch, for sure.
Now, obviously, everybody knows your success on the field. What is Alec Burleson like off of the field?
Just your normal old guy, I would say. You know, love to golf in the off season. I mean, that's about it. There's nothing really interesting.
What's the golf game like? What are you shooting these days?
Not good. Not good. We don't have to talk about it, but it's not good. But, you know, it's fun. But I say it's fun. It's fun when you get out there, and then a couple holes in, it gets frustrating.
Thank you very much, Alec. And until next time, Memphis Redbirds broadcaster Alex Coyle with scoops for DannyMac.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.